Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
The defensive coordinator, what's his name? Lou Anarumo. I can never say his last name. Lou Anarumo. This guy needs to get some head coaching consideration.
Yeah.
He's been game planning his ass off all year long. Remember when they lost Chidi Awuzie? They didn't miss a beat. I thought that would show up
particularly in this game, right? For all the crap I just talked about Gabe Davis, we know he can rip it deep. Obviously they have Stephon Diggs, like he can take a corner back to the woodshed too, you know, especially on the outside. But I'm glad you brought up Lou Anarumo, because I think when you juxtapose how you talk about Anarumo's defenses versus Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier and what they're doing in Buffalo, you're so right that they go out there and they just run their stuff. And I think in today's NFL, against some of the quarterbacks in the league right now, particularly Joe effing Burrow, like, if you're not changing the picture at the line of scrimmage, if you're just running out there and running the same stuff over and over again, you're gonna get filleted. I mean, because this isn't
so bad.
I mean, you're gonna give a single coverage on the outside, we'll take it and rip it, we'll go down the field. But if you're gonna give us just like soft zone free releases, like they'll take those little hitches to Jamar Chase and stop routes all day to Jamar Chase every single, they'll just go down the field. And like the first, nobody ever brings Jamar Chase down in the first tackle attempt. He almost always breaks the first tackle. So he'll turn 5 yard stop routes into 10 yard gains and they'll just go right down the field. And that's pretty much exactly what happened during the game. So I agree that I think Sean McDermott has done a great job as the Buffalo Bills head coach, obviously. But I think from he comes from the Ron Rivera tree, and like Rivera was the same way in Carolina. And I mean, McDermott was this way as a defensive coordinator in Carolina. And I think you could argue that Rivera's gotten has done the same thing basically in Washington from a defensive standpoint. And obviously with Jack Del Rio there, it's just a run your stuff defense. And then you have guys like Lou Anarumo, who remember the AFC Championship last year that we're getting a rematch of. In the first half, Mahomes was just cutting them up, and then they went to a lot of drop eight stuff. Didn't send a ton.
Change it up.
At halftime, they adjusted. Anarumo's been great at that. And then you look at these guys like Frazier and McDermott, who've, you know, sort of been around the block for a minute, especially Leslie Frazier's been in the league for a while. You gotta change the picture on these quarterbacks, or you're gonna get smoked.